from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's go, Paul. Strap on those headphones. It's a much different vibe than yesterday.
Swinging a shattered bat. Ground ball snared by Brown, and from his back foot throws wildly to first. He misses, and Joe is safe. He'll head to second. Now touching third, heading home is Bart.
And you're going to miss the good part, Paul.
To third, and Joe is in there, and the Pirates add to their lead on the throwing error by Brown.
Hey, Buccos go all the way.
Oh, this pitch is launched into orbit here in Houston, and it's just shy of the train tracks. A soaring home run for Michael A. Taylor. He's homered for the second straight game here in Houston.
It's a strike away with two on and two out.
Two pitch.
Backed up the slider right on the inner edge. Strike three call, and Altuve caught looking with two on. And Hunter Stratton perseveres. He ends the ball game, and the Bucks have won three in a row.
We still going here?
Yeah. I mean, they've won three in a row. They make move at the trade deadline. Why not?
Bonus track. All right. Let's go. Paul's getting into it now. Maybe we'll get Paul for round two. Go ahead, Paul. It's yours.
I'm still in shock by what I saw in the back parking lot this morning.
What'd you see? Oh, you saw a coyote?
A little coyote.
Hold on. The music. Take down the music here. Paul saw, and you said it was injured?
It's injured.
Limping?
I took photos of it. Like I was getting up close to it because I thought it might be a little dog. Or at first I thought, it's a little rabbit or something. You know, it looks like it's just sitting in the middle of the parking lot.
Yeah.
But then, as I got up, you know, sort of walking towards it, because I was like, you know, I want to see if this thing is alive or whatever. It stood up. I was like, that's not a dog, and that's not a rabbit. So it's either a coyote or a fox. And as it started walking a little bit, and I took some photos of it. I said, that is a coyote, a little coyote.
Aww.
But it's limping really bad.
Limits, can you put IT on the case? Ask him to ask somebody out there for, who do you call in this situation?
I don't even know who to call. I mean, like I said, I, I was like, this is
animals a control people?
Yeah.
I don't know.
If he could ask somebody out there to do that right now, that would be great.
I feel like the animal control people are mean. Don't you?
No.
Don't they seem mean?
Mean? No, they're here to help
the animals.
Remember the dog catcher?
Remember all the dog catcher cartoons?
Or poisoned by TV shows.
Yeah, I don't even know who you're supposed to call, but like I said, I'm liking it myself.
Can you ask him? I'm serious. I can't go on here knowing that there's a
you
got to
be on the case. Make sure that the little coyote's okay.
Yeah, he's out in the back.
He's nodding in approval.
Yeah, ask somebody out there about who they should call about the coyote. Ask Amy. She knows about everything. Go ahead.
In the back parking lot there.
All right, we're sending him off.
So I took some photos of it, like... And then it was limping. And I was like, well, wait a minute, this thing is hurt.
Well, let's get it some help, shall
we? And then
we?
I was like, I don't want to go near it because I have no idea how it's going to act.
A wounded animal. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well.
But I just figured if I took some photos of it, you know, I could at least, if they send somebody back there and it's gone, I can at least prove, listen, this thing is here, which means there's probably other coyotes roaming around.
Yeah, well, I feel good that IT is on the case. Maybe Ben Charrington can help.
Yeah.
Huh? He seemed to help yesterday, although here's my take on all this, Paul. You ready for this take? And I just wrote about it. I had some serious, I'll call it PTAD, post-traumatic archer disorder. It felt like the immediate reaction was way sort of out of proportion. Out of proportion. I'm thinking they just got a one-tool outfielder and an injured utility man who had an outlier first half, and we're reacting like they just got Aaron Judge. That was my first thought, Paul.
Yeah.
That was my first thought. I couldn't help. I thought of Archer. It's like a 50-year-old guy still living in his parents' house. No offense, city limits, but you're only 25.
23.
And 23. And he finally decides he's going to get married and they don't like the fiance, Paul. But because it's him and because he's finally going to get out of the house and get married, they react like he's dating Beyonce and they party like it's Mardi Gras. I wonder if we overreacted here at the beginning. But then Paul and City Limits, I started to look deeper into the numbers, and I'm not talking about analytics. I'm talking about this simple number, homers and doubles. And I'm talking in particular about Brian De La Cruz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And he mashes balls off of walls and over walls. And I don't give a crap about the deeper analytics. They desperately needed a right-handed power hitter, and they got one. He has a combined 37 homers and doubles. Kyle Schwarber has only 33. Yandy Diaz has only 30. Jazz Chisholm Jr. has 31 combined doubles and homers. This dude has 37 of them. Manny Machado's got only 33. Bryce Harper's got 40. He's in the Bryce Harper ballpark. He's got 45. So they got what they needed, I think, with De La Cruz. A middle-of-the-order right-handed power bat. He's not Aaron Judge. Nobody is. He's not even Brent Rooker. I would have preferred Rooker. But, man, he's good enough. And then I think they got an Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, a guy who did have an outlier first half. He did. And he's a little banged up, although he's supposed to come back very shortly. But he's a guy who can play in multiple positions. He's a really good fielder. And who's to say he can't have a career year? That's what he was on his way to.
Right.
That's what he was on his way to. But, Paul, I'll read you something before I throw it to you. Overall, I would give these trades a B to a B plus for Ben Cherington. Limits, that's my grade, a B to a B plus. Here's what the Ringer said. And this fed my negative deja vu on the Archer trade. You ready for this, Paul?
Go ahead.
They called the Pirates a loser at the trade deadline. And they put it under the header, the hope of seeing Paul Skeens in the playoffs, basically gone. Pittsburgh has obvious weaknesses, wrote the Ringer. And in true Pittsburgh fashion, little was done to address and maximize the opportunity with the city and the team in the national spotlight. The Pirates were rumored to be in play for Chisholm and Diaz, but they ended up with worse hitters. Pittsburgh also has gaping offensive holes at catcher, third base, and center field. That fed my paranoia.
Yeah.
I came around. I say B to a B plus. Paul, the floor is yours.
I think that I think you have to look at it through the, and this is the lens I looked at it through. Overall, I give him a C. To a C minus.
Oh!
I do. Because I agree with that guy. They had a chance to go out and get better players than they did. However, if you look at it within the parameters of what they were trying to accomplish, which was give away as little as possible and upgrade slightly, you got to give them a B. I mean, they did that. They absolutely did that. But to me, overall, I agree with that guy. They had a chance to go out and make themselves a lot better. They made themselves better. You know what I mean? I think they got better play, a couple of guys who are better than some of the guys they have. But at the end of the day, you have to, you know, I have to grade it based on what they could have done and not really necessarily what they did. So, yeah.
May I interject with a question?
Sure.
Because that guy claimed that they were reported to be in play for Chisholm and Diaz and ended up with worse hitters. Are we sure that De La Cruz is a worse hitter than either one of those guys? I just mentioned doubles and homers combined, and he beats both by a fair margin.
Well, I know
Chisholm.
Who's the guy that, yeah, Chisholm's hit, what, four or five home runs since he went to the Yankees?
For sure.
I mean, again, I one of the things that's tough about baseball is that it's a long-haul sport. And so guys get hot. They get, you know, at the end of 162, what are guys doing? That's what I'm always interested in. And so to me, we'll see.
Well, I mean, for me, of course, you're right. But at the trade deadline, it's right. A sprint. It's no longer a marathon.
Well, it's a 50,
I'm only
right,
interested in what
is,
these guys do from is, here to the rest of the season.
True, but my point is, at the end of 162, is De La Cruz going to be a better hitter than Jazz Chisholm?
I only care about the next 56 games.
Well, I mean, if that, I agree with that, but then, you know, again,
so far he has been, in my opinion.
That to me, that's looking at the trade and saying, you know, with hindsight, well, it was good or a bad trade. As we sit here right now, again, I think they made themselves a little bit better.
So C and, for you?
I grade it two different ways. Overall, I give them a C because to me, they could have made themselves a lot better than they did. They could have been more bold. They could have been more aggressive, you know, and they could have really went after it. And instead, they chose to have the parameters that they have on themselves, which is okay. I'm okay with that. But if you have the parameters that you have on yourself, grading it that way, yeah, okay, I'll give them a B because I think they did make themselves, you know, a little bit better, and they didn't give up a lot, and, you know, they got a couple of guys that they have more control over, you know, than just 1 year. I'm okay with that. I mean, I'm okay with what they did.
I'm saying that you're giving them a C. You can't cut it both ways like Pomp does. You can't go C and B.
I give them a C.
I respect that. Limits, what do you have?
I give them a B. I thought going into the final...
Paul from West Mifflin is your kindred spirit.
Bring back big returns.
Have a good day to the number one show on the fan. I want winners, not sinners.
Oh, that guy was a legend. Paul from West Mifflin. All right, we have a guy from Miami. What's his name?
Craig Mish.
Craig Mish on Brian De La Cruz. I've heard him described as a one-tool outfielder. As far as I'm concerned, he can leave his glove in the car. I don't give a damn. They have a cleanup hitter or somewhere in the middle of the order, a guy who can put balls over the fence and bang them off the fence. That's what I care about. But I am curious just about the, you know, ups and downs of De La Cruz's career. And let's get the lowdown on this guy. That's coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.